You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's award-winning, multi-award-winning boutique wealth manager. With me today from Brenthurst Wealth is Mags Haystack, and let me read you something that he sent me. It says here, I should have some Jingle Bells music in the background because it goes as follows. The holidays are fast approaching. Can you believe that 2025 is almost here? We've been dieting, speak for yourself, getting ready for our year-end parties, again, making travel arrangements, no. But are your finances holiday ready? I'm unusual, Mags, because I don't do any of those things. I'm like a squirrel. I hibernate during this season. But very importantly, you say, don't get caught off guard this holiday season. Now is the perfect time to end the year on a good note and start the new year on an even better one. So we're going to discuss some areas that need to get holiday ready. In general terms, I know it seems as though you'll say, oh, I've got to do it in the new year and I'm going to go and have some fun. I really deserve it. It's been a tough year. But if you get it out the way first, Mags, I think psychologically it prepares you for next year before the festivities.
Yeah, and Lindsay, as always, thanks again for having me. And you're 100% right. I mean, this is a topic that I think has been spoken to death about, but I think we have to do it even more. Simply because we all get in this mind frame, you know, the holidays are approaching, it's Christmas, and it's, you know, it's overindulgence, and it's carefree and everything else like that. And if you just put yourself in a very good position in terms of your finances, and there's a, let's say, a little cheat sheet of, you know, maybe the top four you can look at. There's obviously not limited to that, but just taking care of those things now, when you get back from your holidays, you know, when reality, you know, starts again, then at least you're going to be in a very, very good position, and you're going to be happy with yourself that you've taken just, you know, maybe a day or two to get everything in order, and it doesn't require a whole amount of time.
No, the first one that you highlight is estate planning. You say, is your will up to date? Now, it's not the most cheery of subjects, but it's a subject that is steeped in reality. And even at any time of year, of course, we know, Mags, then tragedy can strike. So why did you make that your number one priority?
So, you know, estate planning is something that I think a lot of people tend to overlook simply because it's the whole concept, oh, you know, it's not, you know, nothing's going to happen or et cetera, et cetera. And I think it's always such a morbid topic because no one wants to plan for what happens if they no longer here. But it's more about ensuring that those things are in place because there's nothing worse than having either yourself or perhaps a family member passing away and their will is out of date, or maybe to go a little bit even more extreme, they don't even have a will. And, you know, especially now when people are traveling and you're going to different places and, you know, there's just more room for something to happen. And, you know, so a very good example is, you know, is your will, let's say if you're married, does your will take provision for should something happen to you and your spouse if you were both to pass away at the same time? So it's really just a case of, you know, just have a quick look over it. You know, does your family know where your will is? That's a very good starting point. If they don't and say, well, look, it's in my safe under the bookshelf in the, you know, in the study, and it sounds like a game of Cluedo. It's not, I promise. And also, does your family know who the executor is? I mean, that's a quick WhatsApp. It's a conversation. My mom is very good at that. She'll, you know, whenever she changes her will or does something, she tells me, look, this is where you can find it. You must speak to these people. And it's just something that I think anyone can do. It takes 2 seconds. If you don't have a will, you could definitely get in touch with someone to help you with a basic will. And then you can always take care of the nitty gritty at a later stage. But it's just ensuring that everything is just in place, or at least you have some kind of fail-safe in, you know, in the event of the unfortunate.
What about you and your colleagues at Brenthurst? Would it be appropriate for someone to have a copy of their will with their financial advisor?
Yes. So what we typically do is we create 2 copies of the will. So not a copy in the sense of it's going through a machine and you're making a copy. We actually have 2 printed copies and then clients sign both of those wills. Now, the reason for that is, first and foremost, there are 2 original copies and one goes with the client and the other one we keep safe, in a safe that's fireproof, waterproof, all of that. Now, why we do that is, again, things go missing or you have a fire and, you know, unfortunately something happens to your your house and everything else, or you don't tell your family where the will is. So it just creates a very good fail-safe that there are at least two original copies. That is the crucial point of this, is that both have been signed, you know, pen to paper, wet ink, and at least there is a copy of the will out there. Now, just as a quick aside, it doesn't matter how many wills you've signed in your life. In South Africa, the will that gets, let's say, executed is the most recent signed will. So if you have 3, 4, 5, 6 different wills and you have a will that's recently been signed, that is the only one that is going to be processed essentially.
Okay, so yeah, maybe have it with two different entities, one the executor of the will and the other the financial advisor. Very good advice. Point number two, investments. Are your investments up to date? Have you had a review? I mean, presumably clients of Brenthurst Wealth will have regular reviews because that's just the way you do things. It's good order to do so. But on the other hand, some people might say, oh, no, we'll chat at the end of the year. Maybe not enough. Maybe do it. I know you'll get the year-end statements and everything and happy Christmas messages and all that sort of thing, happy New Year messages. But do it before you go away, Mags.
100%. And my point was more about the case of, do you know what's happening with your investments? Have you received a copy? Are you able to get access? Are you, you know, everything that you have to take into account when you're dealing with investment portfolios. Now is also the time to figure out if you are needing money or capital and how much do you need, and are you able to make provision for the, let's say, the unintended consequences such as tax and everything else like that. But again, rather get that into position now. If perhaps you're going overseas and it's going to cost you a bit more because you have to buy dollars or euros or wherever you're going, but ensure that you have the paperwork in place now, that, you know, so that when you are going overseas in the next couple of weeks, that you have everything in place. We do get every year maybe one or two people who require a bit of extra capital during the holiday season. And obviously we always assist, but rather from a making it easier for yourself, make sure that those things are in place and that you're up to date with everything from an investment point of view.
What about the person that looks at his or her asset classes, what he's exposed to or she is exposed to with Brenthurst Wealth? You send a written message to say, Mags, if this particular asset class goes to this level, I want to liquidate, whether it's Boxing Day or New Year's Eve, whatever it is. Can you do that as well? Because presumably they won't be looking at their screens or their emails every single day over the holiday period.
So like many companies, we operate with a skeleton staff. So we're not unavailable, but, you know, it does take a little bit more time. And it's also important to remember a lot of the platforms and investment firms where capital might be invested might be closed, especially on public holidays. So what you can possibly expect is that any instructions, be it a switch or a withdrawal or addition or anything else like that, will take a little bit longer simply because everyone is on leave and everyone's on holiday. And in general, the last 2 weeks of the year from a finance point of view, it's just slower because there's less people operating. It's not to say that you're not going to get any assistance. It's just possibly going to take a little bit longer, but, you know, everything will get taken care of.
Okay. This is the one that you say is the most important. Point number three, and that's budgeting. When I see budgeting and I hear about people's love of Christmas or whatever denomination you are and whatever you celebrate at the end of the year, is it prudent to have a sort of a hybrid, or rather not a hybrid, a spin-off account where every month you say, right, inevitably I'm going to be spending more in 11, 12 months' time, so therefore I'm going to divert some funds every single month for this special fund. And then it's a debit order, so you know you've got money to fund some of the activities that you're going to indulge in December.
I think definitely, and each person is different. Some people have the ability, or let's say what's the word I'm looking for now? They have the diligence to do that. Other people might not be in that position where they have to save every month, and the point is quite open-ended. Everyone is different. Everyone is in a different financial circumstance. How you save or let's say spend less, it's entirely up to you. But I think it's something that I'm guilty of, let's say people in my family, a lot of people that I work with, you know, everyone in general, basically, we're probably all guilty of it, where we're in the holiday mood, we're not really worried about what's happening with work and everything else like that. And you tend to find yourself spending more than you typically would. And especially in our day and age, when it's just so much easier for people to get access to short-term credit, like credit cards, things like that, your short-term debt can accumulate very, very quickly. Now, again, easier said than done. Make sure that you find yourself in a position now already that you say, okay, I know I'm going to be spending maybe 20% more than I would on a typical month, you know, Christmas lunch and New Year's parties and Christmas gifts and everything else. Or, you know, from whatever background you come from, we do tend to spend a lot more money in December. So the point is, just make sure that, you know, going into the holidays, just be cognizant of the fact and let's make sure that, you know, January doesn't turn into January. I'm sure you've heard that saying before.
I've never heard it. I just read it, actually. And I've never heard of January. It's a good one. Obviously not your own, but I shall employ it in future. But anyway, go on about worrying January.
Yeah. So that's it. I mean, you're making provision now to ensure that, you know, in January is much longer between, let's say salary payments in December versus this, you know, between that time and then, you know, salary payments in December. They are typically longer because a lot of companies pay their staff ahead of time. They're closing before the typical salary payment dates of the 25th of each month. So we have a lot more time in between income coming into our pockets. So it's just keep that in mind. Just have a budget and you say, all right, I'm going to be spending X amount on my holiday, or, you know, maybe I'm not going away or anything else like that. I can only, you know, spend this amount of time, and future you will definitely thank you.
Final point, and that is insurance. Now, I don't know if you're a fan of the film Home Alone, Mags, or used to be a fan of the film, but if you're not, yeah, you must watch it. Because what happens is, in this film, is that these two criminals are sitting in a van, which is, I don't know, electrical contractors or plumber's van, I can't remember what it is, but they go around this very posh neighbourhood in the United States of America, huge houses, and they know people are going away for Christmas, so they target these houses. Now, I can see the same thing happening in smart areas of South Africa, or wherever you are. In other words, you've got to be insured for the worst, and I'm not just talking about breaking and entering, which does happen, but everything. And as you say, you know, gifts that have a big monetary value and that sort of thing that might get lost or even stolen. So expand upon that theme, if you would.
Yeah, so as my point, you know, indicated, and I think you've pretty much summed it up already, just make sure that your insurance policies, and I'm more referring to short-term, but it can apply for long-term insurance as well. But now, again, is a very good time to review them. Maybe you're paying too much. Maybe you are, I know there's certain companies, if you're not driving your car for a certain amount of time, you can let them know and they might drop your premium for a month or two, things like that. So there's definitely ways to save some money, maybe in the short term and even going forward. And I think what a lot of people tend to overlook is the fact that, especially with cars and a lot of, let's say, other things that we own, they are depreciating assets. So you should be looking at ways of hopefully getting your insurance premiums adjusted. Now, if you have a good insurance company, I am part of a very good insurance company, and I'm not obviously going to promote them because there are many companies, but they actually approached me and said, look, we see you haven't claimed for a long time, and we're very, you know, here's a discount, you know, your car is depreciated, all of that. And I was very, very impressed with that they actually took the initiative. I think a lot of other companies don't do that until you approach them. And a little trick I've heard is that if you actually phone your insurance company and you tell them, look, I'm actually looking to move, then they'll come to the party and maybe adjust your premiums a lot better. So that's also something to keep in mind. But the long and the short of it is, you know, when loss has your policy, when loss have your policies been reviewed? Are you paying too much? Are you maybe paying too little? Like you mentioned, you know, with Home Alone, you know, should something happen to your contents in your house or the house itself, are you going to be properly insured? So it's just a very good time. Just review it. It can take, you know, the next couple of days. And I think that's also a very, very critical area that does tend to get overlooked quite often.
Excellent advice on all four points. Thank you very much, Mags. And I would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family and all the people at Brenthurst Wealth a really, really good Christmas year end, whatever you're celebrating, however you celebrate. You've been really, some of the chats that I've had, in fact, I'd say all the chats that I've had this year have been illuminating for me. And every time I speak to you, I learn something. So thanks for all your contributions. And I'll sign off by saying I will not be thinking of you over Christmas and New Year.
All right. Now, Lindsay, thank you to you as well. And all the best and happy holidays. And then I look forward to starting our chat again in the New Year.
So do I. Max Haystack is from Brenthurst Wealth. And that was It's My Money.
It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.